Welcome to OlaTalks.com Marketing Edition. Here, name is Ola. And the topic of today is how to generate leads for network marketing business. I have an email question that came in, so let's dive into it, shall we? Okay, Ola, I think I'm very clear that stalking my friends and family is not going to cut it now. I told you. In fact, no one is picking up my phone calls anymore, and I don't care. Can you really blame them? I mean, if all you do is pick up the phone to call people only when you want to get something from them, when you want to take something away from them, of course they're going to stop picking up the phone. And you know what that turns you to? Usually when people do that, they keep calling and calling them. And then when people see a ton of missed calls on their phone, guess how they feel? What do you think that makes them feel like? Well, first of all, that makes you look needy, and that's unattractive. And of course, it makes them feel like you're a nuisance. Now, if they feel like you're a nuisance, what makes you think they're going to want to do any kind of business with you? Now, in the first place, if they really want to work with you, they want to do business with you, they will pick up the phone. In worst case scenario, they will call you back. But somehow, some way, they're not calling you, right? So, and they're not picking up the phone. Chances are, it may be time to do something a little bit differently. All right, so let's continue with the email. So, it hurts. I really wish my loved ones could see this opportunity, but I can't force a horse to drink water. That's true, but let's think about it. Did you really care about your family and friends when you were calling them just to pitch them on the business and to get them into a business? Did you really care, or you just cared about yourself? Was this a selfless act or a selfish act? Maybe you just want the commissions. See, if you're just trying to sell and you want commissions, there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing. That's going to backfire. That's going to work against you anyway, right? So why not give first? Why not do things a little bit differently where you actually care? Not because you're going to put somebody in the business, you make a little bit of commission, and now you're going to find yourself in a position where you have to beg them to do what they're supposed to do in the business, right? That's not really a fun game, right? You would agree that's not really a fun thing, to stalk people only to have to beg them to build the business, to do what they're supposed to do. It's not really a fun thing. So yes, it probably hurts, and it should, because again, you're being selfish. Very, very high likelihood that you're just being selfish with the way you're going about it, right? All right, so let's continue into the email. I've decided that I'm taking this to the internet. I want to prove it to all these haters that network marketing is the best thing in the 21st century. Would you agree? I disagree with you, not with the fact that network marketing is one of the best businesses in the 21st century, but I disagree with the part where you said these haters. Because somebody doesn't want to work with you, doesn't want to join your business, does not make them a hater. You know, people got things going on in their lives. People are busy with life. People have all the things that they care about. People have so many things they already care about. So if you're not coming straight up with some skill set, with some the right skills on prospecting, they're not paying attention to you. Don't even take it that personal. You can't be attached to the outcome. That's number one. Number two, you can't take it personal. When people start picking up the phones, clearly your skills is missing something. All right, because at the very minimum, you should be able to close at least 3 to 5 people out of every 10 people you talk to personally. But if you're doing it like most people, which is you're chasing them, you're stalking them, you're being needy, it's not going to work. They're going to run away further and further away from you. You're hunting. In other words, you're using a gun, a rifle, and you're killing killing your prospect as opposed to being a fisher of men. And when you want to fish, the way we do that is you give value first, okay? You go first with value, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. So I don't agree with calling people haters. I do agree that network marketing, because of the leverage, yes, is one of the best businesses of this 21st century if you do it the right way. So last but not least, in the email, please give some tips on generating quality leads. Keyword, quality leads. There's a lot of people out there getting you leads that will never buy anything from you. I mean, what's the point, right? generating quality leads for my network marketing business on the internet. Please. All right, so here's the thing. Clearly, I picked your email and we just dived into it heavy. There are five tips I'm going to give you on this video, okay? And it's create, capture, convert, convert more, and dominate. Okay, so those are four C's as opposed to the traditional three C's that I give you, which is create, capture, and convert. Now, you have two additional ones that I'm going to give you, and that's convert more and dominate. So, the formula I teach people is to create value first. You got to create value in the eyes of the beholder. That means your prospect, you have to give them something that they value. You know, one of the best secrets to business success in the world is to find out what people want and just give it to them, right? Not what they need, okay? Not what they need. Even if you think they need something, you still have to package it in a way that it looks like what they want, or it feels, more importantly, it feels like what they want. So create value, capture attention. And the way I like to do that is by building my list. Because everybody that's exposed to you for the first time are not gonna do business with you. So you gotta find a way to capture their attention by building a list, and the list is going to be the single most important asset in your business, okay? And the next most important business asset after that is the relationship you build with that list. Convert, list monetization. If you don't have an offer for somebody to buy, what's the point of being in the business, right? So you got to be selling something. So create, capture, convert is the traditional three C's that you need to attract quality leads, okay? Because when you create value, the people that will start following you will be quality leads, and they convert faster and even better because they already sold on you as a leader. Convert more, self-funded proposer. That's something I teach. And if you want more information on self-funded proposer, you want to go all the way through the olatalks.com/mastermind link that you see on the screen right now. And then the fifth is dominate, and I use attraction marketing. And attraction marketing is essentially embodies everything I shared with you here in the last few minutes. That's create, capture, convert, and convert more, right? Using the self-funded proposer. There's no way that you're creating value and giving people value all the time that you're not going to build a self-brand, that people are not going to start respecting you and what you stand for. Why? Because it makes sense. You're giving them value. You're giving them more of what they want. And if you give people what they want, they're going to want more at any price that you choose, which is why conversion to sales becomes a lot more easier because you give value first. So if you give people what they want, they're going to want more from you, right? They're going to want more from you, and they're willing to pay any price for it, okay? So those are the five tips I wanted to give you today. If you'd like to get my personal help personally, send me an email to ask@olatalks.com. It will take me up to 5 weeks because I get over 200 emails per day. However, the quickest way to get my help is to go through the link you see on the screen. Okay? The link you see on the screen right now, which is olatalks.com/mastermind, you'll get over $11,000 worth of value. So that's it. I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now. Peace.